Mackenzie! Does anybody see Mackenzie?
I have not.
Mackenzie!
I think Porkchop's calling
her. Porkchop, go to the women's restroom!
I think she might be downstairs heating up her, like, little oatmeal thing.
Oh!
Possibly, I'm just guessing.
Okay. Well, hey, we're professionals here. Sorry. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Happy Monday morning to you. And we're going to take your call at 833-563-2539 to go over something which I know you probably heard a lot of, but it's interesting how people think it is or it isn't. I'm talking about micro-cheating. Liv, what are your thoughts on micro-cheating? Or what's your definition, actually? Because that's kind of the basis of it.
I truly have never heard of micro-cheating
before. You haven't?
I've never, so I don't know what it is. What is it?
It's almost little things like flirting a little bit.
Okay.
It's not actually like straight-up cheating. It's little things that could be conceived as like attention for somebody else, maybe a coworker, even a possibly still one thing could be if you occasionally talk to your ex, that could be considered micro cheating. Now, obviously, you're like, oh, I miss you so much. Of course, that's cheating. That's an obvious thing, but.
Like, just like talking and kind of being flirtatious and things like that with another person that's not your significant other?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Mackenzie.
Hey.
Welcome. We're talking about micro-cheating.
Yes.
And wanted to get your thoughts on it and kind of explain this whole thing. 833-563-2539.
So micro-cheating is this new term for basically when you're not totally stepping out, but you're sending DMs like inappropriately or little messages on social media. So the question is that cheating?
I would say it depends on what you're sending and what you're doing. And if you have been in a relationship where you feel like you've been micro-cheated on, would love to hear from you. 833-563-2539. Also, too, if you're like, micro-cheating, this is the dumbest thing I've never heard of. It doesn't exist. Like, maybe you don't think it's real. 833-563-2539.
Like, could out so many people. I think it's so especially repulsive when I get risque messages from men in particular, and their profile picture is a picture of like them and their beautiful wife and their cute baby, and like this one, like here's one I'm pulling up, for example. God, those hips, that tight little booty. Whoa, that shirt looks so good on you. Damn, I mean, boob, it goes on and on and on. And like the profile pic of this gentleman is like him. He has a beautiful wife, baby. That's so. Ugh.
I don't know what they were thinking. That is something you should not be saying in a DM if you're in a relationship.
And he looks like I don't know, but it looks like he's married. He has a beautiful family. And like, why would you.
Now, see, I would say that's wrong. And if you want to call that micro cheating, I'd say cheating is cheating, but whatever. Then that's fine. You can label that. For me, I think if, like, even if I didn't know you, Mackenzie, like, I didn't know you, like, not that long ago. I think if I, like, wanted to comment something, especially publicly, public is different than a DM, but I was just like, wow, like, hey, you know, like, wow, reaction to, like, a photo. I think I can do that. If I'm like, man, I like those thighs. I have some ideas.
Yeah, like,
that's inappropriate.
Exactly. And obviously, I would never entertain anything like that. But my question is, why? I don't understand why you would reach out like that, especially if your profile has you and your like your family.
Yeah, change the image. I mean, Isabel, good morning. You're on Joe Mackenzie. What do you think? Is it cheating?
Honestly, I feel like it's cheating. I've been with my husband for 5 years, and I feel like even if he was to give somebody the slightest attention like that, that's cheating because you sat there and you took a vow to me. You know, it's like, how would you feel if I did that to you? You wouldn't like it.
Hold on a second. Vow is true for sure. But what do you mean, like, if he gave any attention? What does that mean? Like, if he commented on, like, the Joe Mackenzie Instagram, like, wow, Mackenzie, you look great. Is that, like, cheating?
Well, if he says it like that, then no. Because me personally, if I see a beautiful woman, I'm like, oh, she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're, you know, flirting in any other type of way, like, man, you look good. Or even, like, whenever y'all said, like, talking to exes, that's a no. That is a no. Because you had history with that person.
So you're just supposed to forget history like it didn't happen?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. Hey, no, we appreciate it.
I agree. I feel like it's just a slippery slope, and nothing good is going to come of it. Like, it's just It's not a good thing. Like, I would just not go there.
Let's go to Sebastian this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. You actually were micro cheated on?
Hi, I was. Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
So far, so good for a Monday, but then again, it just started.
We feel you.
But then again, yeah, I was. My fiance and I actually just broke up because of micro cheating.
Really? What happened? Who discovered what?
So I actually discovered that she was leaving very lustful, like flirtatious comments under one gentleman's profile in particular. And I understand if it's like a celebrity or maybe someone who's like insta-famous, but it's when it's just like a regular average Joe or someone. Obviously, you're doing it either because you need the attention or because something is lacking in your own relationship to where you're looking to step outside. It is cheating. I mean,
now did you try to work through it, Sebastian, or you just like saw the comments like we're done?
No, we tried. I mean, there have been other instances, you know. I mean, where people have, you know, are people where, you know, like we've seen her, you know, somewhat step out, her, you know, be a little bit more flirtatious than what she should be, you know. Going out to bars and stuff. I mean, I think if you're going to be with someone, you'd be with that person a full 100%, not just kind of half step it the entire way. So
you're not a big fan of micro makeouts.
I mean, with that instance, I won't go all the way, but I'll go pretty far.
And it is hard because, I mean, I'm a friendly person, sometimes flirty, not on purpose, but I'm, like, very friendly with everybody.
Mackenzie put her arm on my shoulder and I was like, get back, Jezebel!
No, I
get you. I get what you're saying.
I mean, I think there's a difference between someone, like, you know, someone that's maybe charismatic and fun opposed to someone that's, you know, purposely being a little vulgar, just kind of like fishing.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, thanks for bringing that up, so.
Do you ever, like, I feel like you feel guilty, Joe.
No, I mean, I'm a flirt. It's my job. Honestly, like, I get paid to micro flirt or micro cheat all the time. You do too. Like, our job is to connect with people. Like, we're supposed to micro cheat.
Yeah, but you can connect with people without, like, being flirtatious.
Can you?
Yes. You can connect with people without asking them to send their nudes to our DMs.
That is true.
Well, if that's how you want to live your life, I'm trying to micro cheat to my fullest.
Like, legit, I was looking. We made an announcement earlier. Joe had a new house, and he would not hand over his phone because he had to like check it first and delete a bunch of stuff.
Oh, great! Now my wife's going
to
hear
this. Pictures.
Thanks. Now my wife's suspicious. I'm cheating on her. All right. Well,
I don't know what the pictures were. It could have just been your stuff. I don't know.
I didn't want you to see the nudes.
I saw nothing.
Okay, good. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. We got your dummy. Your dummy of the day coming up in a couple of songs. Hang on.